News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Let's get the take of Dr. Pat Leahy, the former Garda Assistant Commissioner, who joins us now. Pat, what's your take on this whole affair and indeed the Minister's decision not to attend because of the snub of the Garda Commissioner?
Good morning, Shane.
Morning.
I don't think she had a choice, Shane. I think she found herself in a very difficult position. And by all accounts, she did engage with the GRA on this with a view to breaking the impasse. But I don't think she had a choice after that. I don't think she could attend without the commissioner attending. So, look, from her perspective, if I had been in her place, I don't think I'd be attending either. I think it was a very, very difficult position she was left in.
Look, to me, the GRA is behaving in a petulant manner. Is that unfair in your view?
Well, I do think that there was an opportunity to engage with the commissioner at the conference that has been missed now. So I do think there's an opportunity missed from the GRA's perspective. But look, they made their decision. I think following on from that decision, it was never going to be an option for the minister to attend. So I think from her perspective, it was the only decision open to her. She engaged with a view to unlocking it. That didn't work. So look, we're left with the position that we have now. And as I say, look, I think it's an opportunity missed.
What is the problem? What problem does the GRA have with the Garda Commissioner? We saw that. Was it extraordinary? Was it 99% vote of no confidence in the Garda Commissioner? What is the problem?
Well, I mean, look, the problems have been well aired, or the difficulties have been well aired up to now. Look, and there was significant difficulties with rostering. There was difficulties with discipline. There was difficulties with the normal working practices and the structures that have been introduced, and with the guards not being in a position to get out on the street, you know, because they're chasing things
and
all
some,
the time.
So some of those issues,
I think, that just came together.
Some of those issues do. I mean, there does seem to be justifiable criticism, for example, of the disciplinary approach, and maybe it has been a little heavy-handed, for example.
Well, look, there are obvious difficulties. And we've seen the stories appear in the press or in the recent past, some situations that I suppose it was the first time the community, the ordinary person in the street, got involved in the discourse around certain disciplinary stories that have emerged recently. And look, there's no doubt about it. There are challenges there in that particular area, and it's not having a positive effect on policing or recruitment, I would imagine. So something had to be done. But this really is the last stand in a situation like this. I think the decision not to invite the commissioner to the conference is a missed opportunity. I don't like to keep saying that, but that's what I believe.
Yeah.
And but there are real challenges in An Garda Síochána at the moment, and they're well aired. Everybody knows what they are at this point.
Yeah, the GRA say morale in An Garda Síochána is in tatters. Is that your read of it as well?
Well, look, it certainly is the feedback, and it's coming at us from all angles. And it's not only the GRA that are saying that. This is coming from local councillors. It's coming from the public. You know, there are so many avenues through which this is actually arriving onto the scene. There's certainly... It's not a good place at the moment. It hasn't been for quite a while. And we do need to listen, and we do need to open a whole new discourse in relation to this. How we do it is the question. And I'm not sure that what's happening at the conference is the right way to go about it.
Yeah, because look, I don't want to be in any way unsympathetic, because I know it's a difficult job being a guard, and there are genuine issues that are being raised. Would you be concerned, though? I mean, there does seem to be relentless negativity coming from the GRA in relation to events at the moment. I mean, does that help things like recruitment? I'm presuming it doesn't.
Well, of course it doesn't. I mean, look, people listen to this, and people that are thinking about joining An Garda Síochána are listening to this, and it takes away from the attractiveness of becoming a member of An Garda Síochána, that's for sure. But I don't think it's designed to do that. In actual fact, I'm quite sure it's not.
I'm sure it
is. But
isn't.
It is a rhetoric that has emerged, and it's not specific to the GRA, that's for sure. And I think we need to be clear about that. This is coming from quite a few areas, and we need to sit up and take notice of what's happening and try and address these issues. And I think probably the fact that there doesn't appear to be a huge amount changing in that sphere is probably feeding into it as well.
When you say a huge amount of change, you're talking about from the Phoenix Park, from HQ?
No. I'm talking about in general. We don't see that morale is changing, or that there are very obvious actions being taken to address it.
Okay. Final question then, because there's an issue here, and the two sides seem to be at loggerheads, and it's not helping anybody. How do we address this? How can it be changed?
As always, Shane, look, it always boils down to dialogue. You have to get around the table. You have to open up a credible discourse. You have to be authentic in your commitment to that discourse. And that's the only thing that is going
Very hard to have dialogue when you're not inviting the Garda Commissioner to your conference.
No, I agree. And that's my point. I think an opportunity was missed in relation to this. But look, we are where we are at the moment. We can see the minister was left in a very single decision position. There was no other decision for the minister to make in relation to this.
Okay.
And in fairness to her, she tried to unblock it, and it didn't happen. So look, she was left with only one decision.
Pat, thank you indeed for joining us. Dr. Pat Leahy there, former Garda Assistant Commissioner. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know your take on this, particularly if you're a serving guard. Do you think it was the right decision by the GRA? How difficult is it at the moment? 087 1400 106. We'd love to hear from you this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.